Thank you, ladies, gentlemen, and everything in between for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, got Dalton Anthony.
Yo!
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. That's it.
Yeah, it's just us two today. I'm sorry, guys.
Ace has got new house stuff going on, so he's not here tonight.
Yeah, if you were at the pre-show, Ace is even further along in new house stuff compared to me and Jesse, because he actually owns house.
It's weird that, like, the three of us all are, within a few months of each other, going to become homeowners. Homeowners.
Yeah.
Something that, like, if you had told me a year ago that any one of the three of us were buying a house,
let alone doing it in, a two-month span.
Right. Like, because I had no plans of buying a home in Cape Girardeau.
No. We were going to do better things. We were going to move to some city and become famous. And instead, we're going to stop sowing our wild oats, which is something none of us have done in forever. You kind of, but, like, those wild oats went in one place and it stayed there, and, like, which is awesome, we weren't gonna do that. We were gonna rent forever, be leeches on the society like we were, dirty, dirty liberals, and, be happy, and instead we're gonna be lame adults. So, like, the podcasts are gonna be dull now because we're all tied to property.
I don't see how the podcasts are going to change. If anything, Ace's setup is going to be so rad.
It's
going to
look amazing because we're gonna own it. Like, we're allowed to do it.
Whatever we want.
I can put a hole here. I can put a hole here, up there if I really wanted to, but I'm not. But, like, I can do whatever I want now, so it's going to look good. But as a person, I have fallen into the American nightmare.
The American nightmare. Yeah, no, like, because it just becomes a real bummer if, like, you know, we have roots now, so now it becomes difficult to, like, you know, with your career, there's opportunities literally in the entire country.
If it makes you feel any better, though, the only other place I would, like, choose to move my career is a block that way. And that hits for me. If that job became open and I got it, it would be right there. So my life would be awesome. I'd just, like, do my stuff there. But I realized at 23, whenever my job came along, that I was never moving out of Southeast Missouri, which is fine. It's fine. But it was one of those things.
My plan is still to move out. It's legitimately, it became an issue of, like, we were looking at it. And it is outright cheaper at this point to buy a home than rent.
Kendrick Lamar in YOLO with The Lonely Island, rented it for suckers right now. And again, Kendrick Lamar spitting bars of truth. he really is a prophet of our times.
It's completely insane to me. And I'm sorry, folks, we'll get on to the nerdy stuff here in a second. But yeah, like, it's nuts to me that right now, like... And I'm going to say this, and there are people listening that live in places where they're going to scream at me with, like, how are you complaining about this?
Ciro is going to kill us.
And I know people I have friends in California and shit, and yeah, I live in a pretty shitty 3-bedroom house right now.
It looks pretty legit when you got it.
Yes, we did not realize, like, how shitty it was when we moved in. Everything looked great, and then, like, it slowly but surely became apparent how
not
cheaply
great it was.
Everything was thrown together, and it's not ideal. So, and we pay $850 a month in rent for this 3-bedroom house.
Lame.
And that even for this area is cheap. My mortgage and everything in this significantly nicer house that we're buying is going to be less than that.
Yeah, so my stuff isn't going to change. It literally is the exact same. Give or take.
The amount you're paying in rent is going to be the same that you're going to pay.
My rent's cheaper than yours. Stuff. Yep, my rent is cheaper than yours.
Oh, I know your rent's cheaper. You've told me how much you pay in rent, and I got angry. Yeah. Because it's a really nice house.
My friend in Dallas, whenever he, like, came to hang out one time, right, whenever it was just me and Sadie living here. Because I lived here in college. This was a college house. So we used to fit, like, 5-6 people in here, but now it's just us two. And my friend Andy was like, yeah, this house is really big when there's not 80 people living here. And I was like, it is. And he was like, how much you pay in rent? And I told him the price. And he was like, I would give my left testicle and your right testicle to get $700 rent because he lives in like Dallas, like in a really nice part of Dallas. So like, again, this is first world problems of small town USA, of just like, it's just cheaper to own, but we still want to move. Dude, I got a permanent job now. I finally hit that milestone in my career. Like, I'm settling down. I'm 28. What am I going to do? I'm not going to WWE. Let's be real. We're not going to become Smosh, and I'm not going to the E. So, like, I'm cool with this. I'm happy with my little existence at this point in my life. I have a cat that's hanging out right there. I don't like this setup because Maisie's usually on my lap, and she's over there. I can't pet her. But it looks so much nicer than I'm not sitting crisscross applesauce on a bed.
It does, like, honestly, it makes it look like you care a little bit.
My clothes about, are right like, there.
About how it looks on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have the cool Spider-Man swag and everything behind you like I do, but...
This is going to be my office. This is going to be my office once I can hang stuff here. Because, again, owning! We're adults. We need to get onto the nerdy stuff, but this room's going to be nerdified the second I own this place.
Yeah, like, I've already made plans for because it's going to be the same situation. It's a two-bedroom house that we're buying. And, yeah, the second bedroom is just straight up going to become, like, our PC game room slash office. And, yeah, I'm excited to deck
that
out.
This is the spare bedroom that Cape Girardeau won't let be a spare bedroom because there's no windows. Because we have more bedrooms. This is a really nice house. I love it.
I'm real jealous. Like, you've got a nice neighborhood and everything. I'm real jealous about your shit.
But nerdy stuff.
Let's move on to it. So, yeah, we missed 2 weeks ago because Asa and Dalton had to bail on me.
COVID? That was COVID shot. That was my second dose of the Rona shot.
Yeah, and then Asa was, he's settling into his new home and had no internet.
The good news is for me and you, it's going to be during the summer. So, like, nothing happens during the summer. There's no cons or anything that's going to ruin Nerd Up if we don't show up for shows. That's me being a jerk.
Pierce Brosnan, cast as Dr. Fate in the Black Adam movie.
I didn't know that until I saw the notes, and that hits for me. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, that tells us a lot of interesting things about Black Adam. Like, because Dr. Fate is an interesting character in the DC Universe, like, in that he is not necessarily good or bad. He is just, like, he has lawful neutral, I think, is where he'd fall in the alignment. Like, he has his set of ideals, and anything else is whatever. Like, I don't mess with it. Like, it doesn't matter if you are Superman, or if you were, you know, Lex Luthor, if you are an agent of chaos, I'm coming for you. And yeah, Dr. Fate's an interesting character. And Pierce Brosnan as Dr. Fate is going to be really interesting.
And, like, Pierce Brosnan is one of those actors that I only know from James Bond. I know he's done other things, but that's the main thing.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay, so he's done James Bond.
I don't know why. Like, I realize that he's done James Bond and he is significantly more famous for that, but anytime I hear Pierce Brosnan, I think
you think of Mrs. Doubtfire. No, I understand that. Bill Murray, not Ghostbusters for me, Space Jam. which, yes, I have seen Space or Ghostbusters. I'm not Cody, but, like, I that was how I grew up with him, and I'm willing to say neither of us grew up on James Bond movies. Not that his movies were bad.
I mean, like, I did grow up on them. My dad was a huge fan of them, and I watched a bunch of them. I liked GoldenEye, and, like, I've talked to Shannon about this at length. The only reason I really like GoldenEye is because I have fond memories of the N64 game.
Yeah.
It's significantly less for the movie. I didn't really like any of the Brosnan movies other than, again, GoldenEye, because of the video game.
Yeah, he's a really good actor, especially for, like, that kind of movie.
I don't think it's his fault.
No. It was the writing. It was the writing. But I really like this casting. I think this is a really neat casting for Pierce Brosnan. I think this is, like, if they were like, Dr. Fate, who do you want to play him? First, I'm like, there's so many other characters I'd rather see in a movie. Second, if I had to pick, I wouldn't have picked Pierce Brosnan, but since you said it, I love it.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, you didn't know you needed that. Like, you didn't know you needed that casting until you heard it, and you're like, oh, all right. Okay, so, movie I am really, really stoked about. We got a trailer for today. For the first time, I think, in history, we got an awesome trailer, like, big news, before we recorded Nerd Up.
Exactly. This is stuff that me and Asa kill for on Wednesdays, where we're just like, oh my god, it showed up the like before we recorded for once. It's usually, someone dies literally like once a year, 10 minutes after we wrap. on PWU. Well, yeah, like, on PWU. No, everything else shows up whenever Tanner's on shows.
And but, I think we've had several huge announcement drops hit like 7 p.m. on a Monday.
Yup.
Like, that has happened, or 8 p.m. on a Monday. That has happened so many times. And this hit this morning, and I was happy.
Oh, it was so
because
good.
Because this is one of those, Shang-Chi is a, like, it super obscure character in the Marvel canon. Especially compared to a lot of the characters that are related, like Iron Fist and stuff like that. A lot of people know more. Even before the Netflix show, people knew Iron Fist way, like, he had way more name recognition than Shang-Chi.
Oh, yeah. Love Iron Fist. Shang-Chi, I mean, alright, cool.
Everybody's he's, like, if anybody, like, even, like, avid comic book readers, they know Shang-Chi as, like, a side character from other characters. Like, because I think he had, like, a run with the New Avengers and stuff like that. Like, he's been in a lot of different teams and shown up. Or just shown up, like, as an extra character and stuff. But, yeah, like, not very many people are big fans of just straight up Shang-Chi comic books. So I knew of the character, and I was optimistic whenever they first said, like, yeah, we're getting a Shang-Chi movie. I was like, MCU gonna give us an MCU level budget kung fu movie? Is that what's gonna happen?
There's
part of me that's a little optimistic about it. And then the trailer hit, and I'm like, the Marvel is giving us a kung fu movie with an MCU budget. Yes.
And, like, it won't be as visceral as the Netflix series shows were. No. But, man, I don't need that sometimes. Sometimes I just need some MCU fun. And you know what, right. I think Shang-Chi is going to be? A lot of MCU fun.
Yeah, that's... So, like, you know, little known fact about Jesse, I am a sucker for those old, corny, cheesy kung fu movies. I love them.
They're your goofy heist movies for me.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. They're just... Kung Fu Hustle is still one of my favorite movies. This is actually something that me and Trevor Camp bonded over, you know, years ago. Whenever we were in high school, we found out we both loved, like, these cheesy Kung Fu movies. And so I actually texted him when I saw this. I was like, oh, that Shang-Chi trailer. You need to look it up. And he just sent me a message back like, all right, hold on, I'll take a look. And then the next message I got from him was just all caps, like, oh, I'm hyped! Oh! Because, yeah, this looks so cool.
It's amazing. I do love the premise of, I gave you 10 years to live. Now you have to come join me. So I love that whole premise, because that tells me it's not going to be like, I'm gonna say some John Wick stuff, but it's not going to be like as deep, like heavy, and as like revengeful as John Wick stuff. But it's going to be that whole thing of, that dude's dad is going to be like, you're coming home, son, whether you like it or not. And like, for some reason, that seems like perfect for a kung fu movie in the MCU.
Well, I mean, like, because this is supposed to be like, if you remember, there was something I talked about a long time ago with Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3. One of my least favorite parts about Iron Man 3 was they had the fake Mandarin.
Yeah.
And because, like, the Mandarin is such a cool bad guy. And that was a huge bummer. But, you know, they hit this movie and they told us a long time ago that, because, you know, we get the Legend of the Ten Rings and everything else, that the Mandarin was real and he is not happy about this, like, weak poser dude that showed up, like, in these awesome-looking, you know, like, what do you call it, vignettes?
Oh, the videos he made? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He posted all this, like, crazy cool stuff and everything. And, yeah, I was actually really bummed that it wasn't the actual Mandarin. But, yeah, no, that now we find out the Mandarin is, you know, real in this universe. And he's pissed about this actor with his name is like Trevor or something like that. Like,
yeah, just, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm really, really excited about it. Like, this is gonna be super cool.
No, everything about that trailer. I mean, MCU, everything we're about to say is obviously what happened. But if you haven't seen it yet, it's MCU quality, and it was an MCU trailer, which those things do one thing, and it's make me want to spend $20 at a movie theater. For two tickets, because I have to buy two. Like, that's MCU is really good. $30. Huh?
It's gonna be $30 by the time everything is open back up.
Probably. I'm hoping, since it's still gonna be 2021, that they're like, all right, we'll do the Disney Plus thing. Cause yeah, I'll pay $30. I'll do it twice. I don't care. Cause I'm gonna do it for Black Widow, and I know I'm gonna do it for this. It's not gonna be theater quality, which I know I'm gonna take a little bit of a hit on. But also, I don't have to have people applauding during my film. So like, that's fine. It looks amazing. Everything about it, the bus scene that you get towards the tail end of the trailer is amazing. And like,
and Awkwafina.
It's the yeah. It's one of those things that I'm like, I don't like the Marvel humor sometimes, but I feel like in this movie it's going to work really well. Where it's the whole thing, like, Falcon and Winter Soldier does it a little bit too much sometimes, where it's like super serious moment and then Falcon quips. And it's like, this is the time that you choose to put that joke in.
They like snip at each other.
Well, yeah, but the snipping's fine because that's personality, but there's been times in Falcon and Winter Soldier, especially this, like, the last two episodes, where something serious is going on. They're having a legitimate conversation, and then Falcon just throws a joke out there, and it's like, really? That, like, you're not Spider-Man. That's not what you do. But the line of, we make a great team, right before that bus almost made another really bad mistake and finally stopped, that got me. I'm like, yeah, that's it. The music in the trailer is from Jackson Wang, and I love him. He's a Hong Kong rapper, and that song, like, we don't have release yet. Looking forward to hearing that because it sounds super cool. This will be the Run the Jewels moment all over for me, where I like go down that rabbit hole of that artist, just like I did for Run the Jewels and Black Panther. And it worked out well the first time. I already know this guy, so I know it's going to work well, but it's going to make me want to listen to him more. But yeah, no, everything about this trailer was awesome. The visuals, like with the, like, the deep kung fu aspect of it, and like the Asian, like, scenery looks amazing and beautiful, and then the current day stuff also looks awesome. The bus scene where he kicks the two dudes and then just turns was super fucking sweet. Everything about this trailer hit for me. They have my money. They have it twice if they really want it. Like, I'll watch it at home. I'll pay $30 and then I'll go see it in theaters. So that way I can watch it in theaters and then I can watch it again. So I can enjoy it the second time. I'll get the good visual of the movie theater screen, and then I'll watch it without having to deal with somebody being like, "Ah, hate people. I hate them." If there's one good thing 2020 and 2021 would have done,
hate.
I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and only you. And that's the people that clap during a movie. Gasp, laugh, guffaw at it. Don't applaud. They can't hear you, sweetie. You're doing that for Derek right up in the booth.
Derek's not even there half the time.
No, he's usually texting me. I didn't say that.
So yeah, like I'm super pumped about this movie.
It
every
so
single thing in the trailer hit for me. It has. I have moved past optimistic to full on hype. Like, I kind of want to like just put the clip of Cody doing the hype train into this portion, just so that like you guys can know. That's still one of my favorite, like,
it's the Godzilla greatest intro. It's the great, no, it's not favorite, it's the greatest. There's not a better one. I love Hunter to death, and I'm on that show. That one trumps PWU, and it's not this and this, it's this and this.
It's really good. Like,
Cody,
it's a really
watch,
good intro.
Watch the Facebook so you can see what my hand levels are.
Yeah, it's I love it. I love it a whole lot. I hit Cody up for that, and like, he just knocked it out of the park. He sent me like a few recordings, like, all of these are gold.
Yeah. Which one is the best? All of them? Just switch it.
Can
it's
I
fine.
Just mash them together?
One at the beginning, one at the end. I fixed your problem. We don't do that show anymore. One at the beginning.
Yeah, Hype Train is a dead show, but still.
Yeah.
So anyway, right now though, the movie going back is set for September 3rd. It got pushed back. It was originally supposed to be, I think, August. But it got pushed back because Black Widow got pushed. Which right now, that one is still supposed to be coming out July 9th for Black Widow. And I'm excited about that one. Gonna see that one. It's gonna be great. But yeah, that's what we got right now, September 3rd. It's definitely gonna be the end of the trailers in fall. With a tentative September 3rd date. Hopefully they hit that, because then we've got November is supposed to be Multiverse of Madness, right?
I think so. And like, again, everything, so we're barring the lives that were lost in COVID. We're going to take that seriousness out of it for a second. But the fact that it pushed everything back so far sucked initially. But the fact that we're getting three Marvel movies in like a 5-month span and this is after getting 3 TV shows in a 3-month span. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. I love all of that.
After Falcon Winter Soldier, I think we have like a month and a half.
I think it's only a week. I think they're doing the same thing.
We thought that originally, and it is not the case. Lindsay corrected us on the Thursday show. Because it was originally supposed to be Falcon Winter Soldier, then a week off, then WandaVision, then a week off, and then Loki. But everything got swapped around, and like things got pushed back, and now we've got like a month in between Falcon Winter Soldier and Loki.
That's fine. I'll watch Falcon and Winter Soldier and WandaVision again.
I will at the very least, I do want to like just do a straight full binge of Falcon Winter Soldier after I'm done with it. Guys, I'm really enjoying that show.
It's so really good.
I wouldn't go as far as like a mutual friend of ours posted on Facebook a while back, in a rare moment of me scrolling through my Facebook feed, saw that he said Game Changers is better than Falcon Winter Soldier. Which,
all right, it's not.
Game Changers is really, really good. And I've been enjoying the crap out of it.
It's a lot more fun. It doesn't make me feel bad about anything in my life. Falcon and Winter Soldier does, and it's fine. I deserve it because of this. But, like, Game Changers is one of my favorite shows right now. Emilio Estevez makes me chuckle, sometimes not even talking.
Just his walking around.
Just him being there. If you haven't seen Mighty Ducks Game Changer, we'll do a show about it. Me and Jesse will do a show the second that show wraps season one. We're doing a show. We're going to do a full season recap of what was awesome, what was kind of lame, and what made me think this was Cobra Kai part duh in the best way.
Honestly, everything about the show is pretty lame, but I'm here for it.
Like, that's fine. Fun. And again,
it's a fun show.
Well, it's going to be called Ducking Around. We got the one episode is going to be called Ducking Around, and we're going to recap this.
Okay. All right. Moving on though, Netflix. They had a kind of a big deal come out. So you know Netflix has been all about trying to get original content out, because especially with 35 other major streaming platforms at this point to compete with, between like HBO, like Hulu is no longer a big competitor for Netflix. They don't, like, Hulu is just kind of there, but Disney Plus, Peacock, HBO Max, like, all of those are real big. Yeah. They're real big. So Netflix has been, for years, they knew this was coming. They saw this on the horizon, so they've been trying to get as much original content out as possible, and they have, for the most part, like, they've been succeeding. They are pretty, like, you know, opinion polls across the board, like, they're unanimously considered, like, the best original content out there. I disagree. I think Disney Plus has that by a wide... It's not close.
If you're in the nerd community, it's not even a thing anymore. Because, like, Daredevil Season 1 was amazing, and that's all I watched. But, like, Daredevil Season 1 versus WandaVision. I understand it's two different things. But this is something that's MCU canon for sure.
Is MCU canon.
And then the next week after that show wrapped, they're like, all right, take a week to breathe, guys. We're not going to hit you with anything heavy. Falcon Winter Soldier. It was a punch right to the nose. Tiger King is only kind of under it, but like that's all they've given. Like, I got rid of Netflix. I don't care about Netflix.
I still have Netflix, and don't get me wrong, Netflix puts out great original content. I am super stoked for the next season of Stranger Things. They have put up a lot of good movies. Thunder Force ended up being a shocking amount of fun. Though, some people have a real hate boner for Melissa McCarthy that I don't understand. I like her quite a bit.
I don't like her.
And I don't understand why. Like,
she's very one-dimensional, in my opinion. This is a different conversation, but that's what it is. It's the same reason why I don't really like Kevin Hart. He's very one. I don't like one-dimensional actors that I'm not a fan of. I already don't like you, and if that's all you do, then I'm not going to like, just because you're in a different movie. I feel like
you're just thinking of Leslie Jones.
No, because I like Leslie Jones, and she's also one-dimensional, but that one dimension hits for me. I understand. Because, I'm not saying I hate all...
Melissa McCarthy.
I'm not saying I hate all dimensional or one-dimensional actors.
All one-dimensional actors.
There's just some one-dimensional.
You just don't like Melissa McCarthy's, which I disagree that she's one-dimensional. Like, watching her character in, like, Ghostbusters 2016 versus her character in Bridesmaids versus her character in this show or movie. She actually has, like, range. I mean, okay. It's not, like, a wide range.
But she has range. Her characters change. She acts a different character. Everything else is there. It's almost like, I'm not saying beat for beat, but it's a different conversation. Different conversation. I'm sorry.
So anyway, like, Netflix has put out some pretty solid original content, though. Like, I enjoy a lot of their content. So, it's like I said, Disney Plus is better, but, you know... Netflix is still supplying me with, like, Cobra Kai. I ended up liking that way more than I thought I was going to.
I need to actually sit down and watch season 2, but I love season 1.
Oh, yeah. No, season 2 is great. It's all good. I love Cobra Kai. Except for Ralph Macchio.
That's a bummer. That's the worst part of that show. Yeah, that's a bummer. Because that's the person that should be, like, one of the best characters, and it's not. It's not like Game Changers. Game Changers, Gordon Bombay is the best character. Emilio. And it's not even close.
I love Emilio Estevez.
He's so great.
But yeah, it's whatever.
But Netflix is getting Knives Out. That's 2 and 3. That's the important part of the story.
Yeah, moving on. Yeah, Netflix is a new, like, latest bid in original content. Huge original content that may or may not, like, actually get subscribers. You know, at least some free trials that might forget to cancel. It's a $450 million deal for the exclusive rights to Knives Out 2 and 3 with Daniel Craig and Rian Johnson returning.
That's cool.
And did you ever watch the first one?
Nope.
I'll lend it to you. I have it on Blu-ray if you want to borrow it. It's really good.
What kind of... I know what kind of movie it is. I can already... With those two names, I can tell you what kind of movie it is. I'm good. All right. No, I'll borrow it, but I didn't... I was about to ask what it's about. And I was like, no, I don't... That's a dumb question.
It's a whodunit movie.
Yeah, no, I was about to say, I was like,
great.
Yeah, no, I'll watch it. If you lend it to me, I'll be happy to watch it. And then I'm about to get Netflix
Michaela,
again.
It does have Chris Evans in it. So it's Daniel Craig, Captain America... Dude, the cast for that movie is stacked. Jamie Lee Curtis is in it, if I remember right.
She's awesome.
Hold up. Yeah, she is awesome.
She messes, like, with yogurt.
Like I said, it is a stacked roster. Yeah, Chris Evans, Ana de Armas, Jamie Lee Curtis, Michael Shannon, Don Johnson, Christopher Plummer, Catherine Langford. Like, it's huge. Like, there's so many great people in that movie. Anyway.
Oh, also, June 11th is Loki, so it's going to be like May, June, March, April, May. So, like, it won't be a month and a half. It's going to be like
3 weeks. It'll be close to 2 months. Because, June, homie, you got May.
Yeah, but
Last episode of Falcon Winter Soldier is this Friday.
What? It's not 9 episodes?
6 episodes. No, I did exactly the same thing when we were talking to Lindsay about it.
No!
I thought it was 9 episodes. This week, this Friday is the season finale.
How? There's so much that they gotta do. It's a good thing I haven't seen Mandalorian season 2 yet. At least I have something I can do on my Fridays. I hate everything and everyone. Why? All right, no, it's fine. Now that I'm upset about it, let's just keep going with the show. Now that I'm pissed.
Yep. Like I said, this exact sequence of conversation happened.
And it was the one Thursday I didn't listen to.
Lindsay. Yeah, it was the Thursday night show. I was talking to Lindsay about it. I was like, but wait, this. Like, I was coming up with the same shit you were coming up with. Just like, you know, and it wasn't as spread out. Like, I was just like, but wait.
Because I looked up the month. I looked up the date of Loki. Because I'm like, no, it's 9 episodes. We're going to be until like mid-May. And then June. So it's only going to be like a 3 week late. No, I didn't realize this.
Friday, season finale.
I was wondering how they were going to pull that briefcase reveal for 3 more episodes. That makes sense.
Yeah, no, we're getting in the next episode. He's going to be throwing around a shield. He's going to have this awesome outfit. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, love John Walker. I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
All right. Batman Long Halloween Part 1 got a trailer.
That was a pretty cool trailer.
And The Long Halloween is, like, we've talked about it before, like, it's an old, like, Jeff Lieb, Tim Sale story, and it's one of, like, the group favorites. Me, Asa, and Dalton have talked about it numerous times before. It's a really, really good story. I highly recommend the graphic novel to anybody out there. It's really standalone. Like, as long as you know who Batman is, you can read it and enjoy it. And the only thing, like, some of the animation in the trailer I wasn't a huge fan of, because it looks like they're almost going with, like, this motion comic, like, combined with, like, an almost Archer-style animation.
Mm-hmm.
Which is okay, but not, like, ideal.
It's one of those, it can go one of two ways. If it's, like, if they treat it like they treated the Dark Knight Part 1 and 2, you have me, I will instantly buy that on Blu-ray. I'll buy each one individually, and I'll even buy the complete collection so I can watch it in one big sitting. I will, because I did that for Dark Knight Returns Part 1 and 2. I think that's the most perfect animated movie that DC ever made, because it was almost, like, shot for shot with the comic book. A couple things are different, but, like, it was there. You have that, which is the way, I think, is the way to go. That's the gold standard of doing these. And then you have the one that's okay, but really confusing, Killing Joke.
Yeah, well, the Killing Joke, they wanted to, like, add enough extra content to make it, like, a feature length.
Because it's not...
And they put in, like, that whole weird thing with Batgirl and all this other stuff. Like, I wasn't a huge fan of that.
It wasn't great. It was not a smart choice. I think I watched Hush, and I think I liked Hush.
I actually have not seen Hush yet, despite how much I love that graphic novel.
Because, again, that graphic novel's perfect. It's the same thing. Like, I was worried when they... Because back in, like, 2010, 2011 is when they did Dark Knight Returns. And that's, like, my favorite comic book story of all time. And I was worried, and then they knocked it out of the park. Killing Joke, they did good after you got past the first 30 minutes. If you actually just skip that first 30, it's perfect.
Yeah,
it's
once really, it gets to really the actual good. Content out of the graphic novel.
They knock it out of the park.
Shot for shot.
Yeah, and that's the way to do it. Because, I'm sorry, I don't need DLC with my comic book story. I just don't. If it's good, like, you can extend it and get the, like, extra B-roll scenes you need out of it to build the world, but you don't need to add extra stuff to the story.
And
with
it's
Long
also
Halloween,
like,
Long Halloween's a girthy story. Because it's also...
Yeah, there's a lot to it.
It's also...
Which is why they're putting it in two parts.
Yeah, which is the same thing they did for Dark Knight Returns. Because it's Long Halloween... Is it going to be Long Halloween and Dark Victory, or are they going to do those separately?
That I have no idea.
Because, like... I mean, I'm here for it if they treat it like Dark Knight Returns. If they do it like Dark Knight Returns, I'm on board. Because...
And hopefully that's the way they do it.
Yeah. I love who they have as Batman.
Jensen Ackles!
Baby. Love it. He's an
surprised the hell
actor.
Out of me. Like, that is a weird choice for Batman. He was great as Red Hood.
And I think he's going to be great as Batman. Red Hood was...
The first time I saw this trailer, I did not... And Jensen Ackles has a very distinct voice.
Yeah.
And the first time I saw this trailer was before I knew that Jensen Ackles was Batman, and I couldn't tell. Like, yeah. I had no idea. And then, like, I actually read it, and I went back and listened to it, and I was like, I still can't tell.
Yeah.
the hell, Jensen?
Ackles, Jensen Ackles is one of those people that I think could just play Batman, like IRL. Like, if they were, like, I know Robert Pattinson's going to do a great job, I'm sure. But, like, if you just wanted
Pattinson.
To... Did I say it wrong? Yeah, I did.
I said
Pattinson.
Patterson.
I did. No, you're right. It's Pattinson. I'm sure he's going to do great. But if you were just like, Jensen Ackles is going to be live-action Batman, I'd be like, super attractive, kind of rugged. Yeah, no, I'm here for it.
The only thing, like, Jensen Ackles is... And he may not actually be... I need to look up his height. He may not actually be short. It's just that... what's his name? Is super tall. Jared
Padalecki. Yeah, Padalecki's like 6'2". 6'4", so it doesn't really help.
But to say 6'2", is not that tall.
It is to me.
Because Jensen Ackles, like, I feel like he's just a little short.
He's 6'1". Jensen Ackles is 6'1", so is Jared Padalecki fucking 6'11"?
Possibly.
No, he's not that tall. I'm being facetious.
Jared Padalecki
is 6'4".
He does not seem like he's only 3 inches taller than Jensen Ackles in that show.
So is Jensen Ackles just squatting all of Supernatural?
Or like a weird amount of like camera angles? Because, I don't know, maybe I'm just distorting my memory because it's been a while since I've watched Supernatural. But like, I always remember Jensen Ackles being almost a full head shorter than Padalecki.
He was just scrunched down the whole time.
You're right, he's...
He's like, make him look tall. Make Sam look tall.
Because, like, I was even thinking, like, yeah, Jensen Ackles would make a good Wolverine because he's kind of short.
Nope, 6'1". He would be exactly what we've already gotten. What we've already gotten. So, yeah, man, he'd be great. He'd be great.
Because Jensen Ackles is my height.
Must be nice. Sitting over here at 5'10". Like a schmuck.
This is like an average height human being.
Like a normal person.
Alright, so the last little bit of news here. Apparently we're getting a Rock'em Sock'em Robots movie.
Jesus, why?
Starring Ben Diesel.
I don't need DLC with my board game I never played.
Yeah, no, like, Hasbro Mattel is just hitting us with, like, all these board games to movies, which is just Rock'em Sock'em Robots. What on earth is this going to be about?
Like, this better be Pacific Rim.
But with, like...
This better be Pacific Rim, if they even want me to try to think about watching it.
Yes. No, I bet you it's just going to be Real Steel. Did you ever see that movie?
No, because it looked bad. It looked bad when it was Real Steel. It's a
terrible film.
Yeah.
But that's basically like Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
I want it to be like Robot Wars that we used to watch on whatever random channel that was with Mick Foley as the host. I just want that show, but with Vin Diesel as one of the people. No actual action.
Just Vin Diesel out there punching robots.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be a bad movie.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible. This next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our wonderful friends at Villainous Grounds, Perryville, Missouri. Hit them up for all of your comic and coffee needs. Also, you can find them online now, villainousgrounds.com. They'll ship anywhere
at reasonable prices. They are the best humans. They really are. I finally cleared off half of my box.
I cleared out my box a while back, and I finally had to just drop my... poll list because it was getting absurd. X-Men was killing me. I had to stop because they just keep like more and more books. Speaking of, preview for what's to come in this portion of the podcast, but first, Moon Knight to get a new ongoing from Jed McKay and Alessandro Cappuccio. So
that's a cool Moon name. That's a cool name.
Cappuccio. I might be saying it wrong too, but that's just my best guess at it reading it. Moon Knight's an awesome character. I'm excited. Jason Aaron's Moon Knight run started strong and like ended up just being weird for the sake of being weird. And
you
I
just
wasn't
summed
a huge
up,
fan of that.
You just summed up all of Jason Aaron's work.
You know, that's fair.
Honestly. No, that's accurate. I'm not lying. I love Jason Aaron's. He does good work. He's a wrestling fan. Love him. But the dude can't do anything without taking it to left field. Left field is where he resides.
It doesn't take it there. He starts it there, and he just sticks around. Like, so are you ever going to try to bring the story back into something? Mm-mm.
No, why would I? I'm Jason Aarons. Like, I'm basically Bendis.
Left field. This is what I do. It was a really weak book overall, but the Jeff Lemire run before that was the previous ongoing was phenomenal. So I'm hoping that this will actually be good because I do like Moon Knight as a character. He's kind of neat. Everybody says he's knockoff Batman, and they're not entirely wrong, but you know, guy possessed by an Egyptian god is definitely different.
It's cool. Is it going to? Do we know if it's going to be Moon Knight in a suit? Because I don't like that. Like an actual like suit.
Superhero.
Suit,
whenever he's not the Avatar of Khonshu.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
That's a dumb look to me. Don't get me wrong. If they make the Marvel Legend, I'll probably buy it. But it's a dumb look. I love it. All of his costumes look sweet. I will say Moon Knight has
awesome costumes.
Consistently has amazing costumes. There's not a lot of dumb ones. But yeah, no, that's cool. He's getting an ongoing.
Yep. Yeah, no, because he's a cool character and he deserves some love. Jerry Duggan and Pepe Larraz are taking over the main X-Men book from Jonathan Hickman.
How do we know which one's the main one?
It's X-Men.
The lamest title, that's the main one.
It's the only one that doesn't have anything crazy on it. It's just X-Men. So they're taking over that so that Jonathan Hickman and an artist to be announced later are going to start a new ongoing, or at least a new title. May not necessarily be an ongoing. And they announced in the same announcement 4 more X-Books, including that one.
This is why I only buy the action figures.
I because I was loving keeping up with X-Men, and all of the stuff. And basically, I read all the way up through the Ten of Swords. Mm-hmm. Like that event that was the big crossover event. And then I was like, all right, and now I'm dropping X-Men entirely.
Good plan.
As much as I mean, it's a real bummer because this is just like Green Lantern a while back, where like I am loving everything about it. I just can't afford to buy like $20 a month all for one story. Like that is so expensive.
Yeah, and it's the whole thing. That's why I like the big trades. That's so whenever
that's
we
why
all
I like
talk
Marvel
about
Unlimited.
The huh?
That's why I like Marvel Unlimited.
Yeah, which I would do that, but I know if it's on my phone, I'll never read it. I'm weird. I know that. I need to see if this app is on this MacBook, because I might actually get into Marvel Unlimited again.
Oh, you can read Marvel Unlimited on the website.
Oh.
See, you can pull it up on any computer with a web browser.
Nice. So, the one thing about the Green Lantern, because we all talk about that a little bit differently, where I loved that whole story, but I didn't read it in singles. I read it in a trade. So, it wasn't a big
for
deal.
The New 52 stuff?
Yeah, it was all because I think they did two big events like that. Because it was
they did three back to back to back in the New 52.
It was three. I know two for sure were the ones I read. No, I read all three of them. You were absolutely right. But it was fine.
It started
off
with like they were four distinct books, and then
yeah,
they
Green
had
Lantern,
about
yellow,
like oh, it was
yeah.
it was.
It's not important. It's not important. But there was four main books.
Well, five if you include the Yellow Lanterns. But that wasn't that didn't start with the New 52, the Sinestro Corps. But yeah, so then they went like I think 4 or 5 months of just like, you know, these were their own books and everything else, and then they were like crossover after crossover after crossover. Mm-hmm. And they're doing really like it became the same thing with X-Men, where like if you're not reading every book, then you're missing, like, with a few exceptions. I think like I found out that I could skip Excalibur. I found out I could skip Excalibur and I could skip X-Force. But everything else, basically, I had to read if I wanted the full story. And that's a little bit of a bummer. Like, I wanted to be, like, individual stories that I can read by themselves. And then the X-Men, like, the main X-Men book is almost pointless to read if you're not reading everything else.
Yeah.
And that's really dumb.
But if you do what I do and just buy the action figures, I send pictures to you and have you explain things to me. Like, how come Professor Xavier's walking? What's that helmet about?
I still don't know that.
but I have that cool action figure that's super lame, because, Jesse, it's just a black body. Like, it's painted matte black. Or it's not even painted matte black. It's matte black plastic with a Charles Xavier head.
Yep.
And then one with the helmet.
With the doofy helmet. Yep. I think that helmet's
I own it, though. It's mine. I have one.
And I'm happy for you.
I am, too.
All right. And speaking of events that are far too plentiful, we have yet another symbiote event. There's so many. Like, they're still in the middle of one. This is like number four in a row. Number five has been announced. Extreme Carnage. And this has been the last, I want to say the last, like, year and a half. Because I think, like, it started with...
They ran out of
Absolute
adjectives.
Carnage, I think.
They ran out with, it started with Capital Carnage?
Absolute Carnage, I think, was the
Absolute
one that started
Carnage,
with, like,
gotcha.
A year and a half ago. And we have just gotten, like, event after event after event after event with, like, symbiotes. And just evolving this, like, major story. And it's like, man, you pace yourselves. Like, let Venom go back to a normal life for a minute, and then, you know, hit him with all this craziness.
I really hope it's spelt the letter X in Intreme.
Probably.
Oh, I hope it
no,
is.
No. That's exclusive to X-Men titles.
Oh,
you can't do that. So yeah, we got Extreme Carnage. Philip Kennedy Johnson's on top of it, which that dude's been getting a lot of work lately. And he's fine. It starts in July, and from the initial artwork we got, people may or may not have known this, but Flash Thompson died in one of the earlier symbiote events, one of the first ones. Actually, and yeah, he looks like he's coming back, because you got to see the Agent Venom basically in the Anti-Venom suit.
Yeah,
which
he
only
say,
got to wear for like one arc. So
here's this cool suit, dead.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much exactly how it went. So yeah, like he's coming back, it looks like, which is cool, because, like, you know, Flash had I kind of wish Asa was here, because like they actually had a really cool, like, meaningful thing for Flash, and you know, it was super sad and everything else, and like it was really well done, and now they're just like, hey, Flash is back, because you know, it's comic books, nobody stays dead. Nobody stays dead. All right, that's it for comic books. Again, if you're interested in any of those, make sure you hit up Villainous Grounds or your local comic shop, whoever that may be.
And if you've listened to this podcast long enough past the home and nerdy stuff, we're going back to homeowners. They have amazing coffee. I feel like the coffee's really important to us as homeowners. I don't know why, or potential homeowners. But adult stuff, they have amazing coffee.
They do have amazing coffee.
That's so good. All right.
Mass Effect Legendary Edition has gone gold, and we got a comparison trailer for the original version versus the Legendary Edition. And I'm guessing you have not seen any of this, Dalton?
Nah, this is the Jesse Kimball Mass Effect minute.
Fair enough. It's like the only game I'm hyped about in 2021 is Mass Effect Legendary Edition, which is
the game I was hyped about already came out, Retromania. Buy it. It's amazing. If you love wrestling, it's like the best wrestling game out right now, because it's the only wrestling game out.
Fair. Well, the Legendary Edition, it's a remastering of the, like, it's not a remake, it's just a remaster of the, you know, original Mass Effect trilogy, which is a phenomenal trilogy. It's a great series of games. And the graphics are certainly dated, because the first one came out in, like, 2007. And in 2007, it looked phenomenal. In 2020, it looks significantly less phenomenal. It's unfortunate, because, you know, it goes back to that thing we talk about, like, I remember, like, PS1 and N64 graphics. I remember seeing that shit and be like, this is the height of computer-generated graphics. It cannot get better. And
so, really quick sidebar with that. I just started playing Final Fantasy VII Remake, because it was the free game for PS4 last month. So I booted it up yesterday, and I started watching it on my 4K. I've never played it on a 4K TV until yesterday. And I was playing it, and I looked at Sadie and her friend, and I said, this is what I thought Final Fantasy VII looked like when I was 12. This is what my brain made this look like. I'm seeing it as a grown adult. Those older games, and not even like super old, like it was only 15 years ago old, but it was on a good console and still looks like monkey butt.
Yeah, because it's one of those things, like, I'm sitting there watching, like, you know, it starts off with, like, the 4K stuff, and I'm like, this is about how I remember it, and then it, like, fades to the original, I'm like, oh, God, it's Beast Wars all over again.
I've looked at a couple of ex-girlfriends like that, too, in hindsight. I liked that? That was me?
Anyway, Dalton's history aside, so they did the side-by-side stuff, and it's even like, I had the similar moment when the Ocarina of Time remake hit for the 3DS, and I'm like, there is no way they're going to make it look that, and then they showed it, I was like, that doesn't look any better at all, what are they talking about? Then they show me the original, and I'm like,
how's that foot taste?
Nintendo said. There is no way the original looked that bad, and then I see it, I'm like, nah, yeah, it did.
I played N64 a lot whenever quarantine started. And I'm like, how did I play video games back then? Because I didn't have an N64. I had worse. I had a PlayStation. I was like, man, how did I play games as a child? How was I able to understand what's going on? This looks horrible. But it's because we have smooth textures now and stuff, so.
And I'm really interested to see, like, you know, what we're going to think in 10 years of, like, because, you know, you look at, like, Final Fantasy VII Remake, where it's like, I don't understand how I can get really, you know, any better than that.
Oh, no, that's scary. That I want you to know I had that exact thought. Because I know in 20 more years, I'm going to have Final Fantasy VII Remake, or in the way that Square Enix says, I'll have Part 2 of the remakes. And I'll be like, how?
That'll be Part 3. Part 2 will be out by then.
I had Square Enix. You remember, I'm a Kingdom Hearts fan.
Yeah, but this story's already written.
That was a really good burn. That was very solid. You're right. And by the way, it's the same director, the person that's making these Final Fantasy VII games. He's the one that makes Kingdom Hearts. And yeah, so I know I'm not getting Kingdom Hearts for another 4 or 5 years because of these remakes. So they better be amazing. They do side games that are important for some reason. They gave me a rhythm game last year, Jesse, that had story that's important, kind of.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, mm-hmm. the game's gone gold. It's going to be out next month, and I'm excited for it. It's like May 14th or something like that. I just saw myself do that stupid laugh on the other
side. Yeah, that was your call. I didn't make you do that.
That was funny.
That's what happens when you flex on your body when you weren't supposed to.
All right, E3 2021 is going to happen. It's happening.
Yay!
It's all digital.
Good. That's the way it needs to be.
Yeah, but Nintendo, Xbox, Capcom, Konami, Ubisoft, Take-Two, and I think like Warner Brothers and a few others have all backed. So like they're all going to be there. So it'll actually have like a good showing and everything. Like obviously Sony already said like, nah, we're never doing E3 again, because they just like, you know, we have our toys and we're going to play with them. We don't need you guys.
And they beat Xbox because they just made like 100 more consoles right now. Like in a couple, like in a year or two, they're probably screwed. But right now,
Sony just announced like they are now like the fastest selling, like most dollars sold. Like they're the best selling console.
It's because you made more. You made seven more.
Well, I'm just like, yeah, exactly. Like I'm like, but how? Because I don't even see like these for sale like from scalpers anymore. Like I can't find one. Not that I want to buy one, but like.
What? Yeah, no, it's that whole thing of just like, no, they just made like eight more, and that's the only reason they're beating Microsoft right now.
They made eight more, so they're the best-selling console of this month.
I don't make the rules, Jesse, that's capitalism.
Because the Xbox, is you can't find one of those, because Tanner's apparently been looking. You cannot find a Series X or S anywhere. You can't find a PS5 anywhere, either version. The only thing you can buy now is a Switch, which coincidentally is the best-selling console so far of 2021.
I've been playing it the most.
I definitely have not. Since we've been playing Call of Duty, I've been playing. I mean, my PC has been getting my most game time, but Call of Duty is, like, yeah. Xbox is my most played console. Though I have finally started playing Smash Bros. With Pat again. Like, he and I met up a couple times to play.
Tell myself.
Because we're going to. We'll do. Because we're going to start doing those Smash tournaments again next month.
Nice.
Since everybody, like, Missouri in general has been really good with, like, vaccinating and everything, so. Yeah, should be good to go there. Okay, speaking of Call of Duty, though, the next Call of Duty will reportedly take place in an alt-history 1950s where World War II never ended. As of right now, it is codenamed Call of Duty Vanguard, but according to Eurogamer, who confirmed a lot of this information, it will, like, that's what Activision's going to stick with. They're going to call it Call of Duty Vanguard.
Okay.
So this is gonna be Sledgehammer behind this one. These are the guys that did World War II, which I know is the last one that you actually liked.
That was the last one I actually owned.
Fair.
I haven't bought one since.
I can't imagine that I have no plan on buying this game. But I had no plan on getting Cold War. Like I guess it'll depend on like what the guys do. Because, as far as I'm aware, like we're just going to keep playing Cold War, so.
I don't have the console that y'all have playing it on. And I know there's crossplay, but I know that also sounds like a pain in my butt cheek to do.
You still have an Xbox.
Oh, yeah, I do. Like, I forget Sadie has one.
Yeah, because the X, like, you can still crossplay with Xbox One. Like, we do it all the time. Of the entire group. Me, Hunter, and Shannon are the only ones that have a Series X.
And Asa.
Steven plays it. Well, Asa doesn't play with us like very often. But yeah, Steven plays it on PC. Kaz, Zach, and Tanner all play it on the regular Xbox One.
Okay.
So, yeah. Anyway. So that'll be the next Call of Duty there. And with Switch, this is another, like, you know, take both of these with a grain of salt because we don't know for sure. But with the Nintendo Switch, reportedly, later this year, they're going to release another version of the Nintendo Switch. This is going to be significantly better hardware using NVIDIA's new DLSS technology, I believe is what it's called. Basically, they're using AI to process these graphics more efficiently. Deep learning something software is what it's called.
I don't like that. Something Skynet about that.
Right.
Yeah, not like... wrong. Your system is perfectly fine. It's a perfectly fine
system. This is NVIDIA's technology. Like, they're going to use it in the Nintendo Switch because, I mean, in a system like that, they need everything they can possibly get to be more efficient. Like, that's just the nature of the console because it's a handheld. And they plan on having it do 4K docked is the goal, which, wow. That is bold. And they've also talked about like a 7-inch Samsung OLED screen for the actual screen itself, which is awesome. Like, that's a bigger screen. It's OLED is phenomenal technology. It's gonna be real pretty looking. Likely gonna be at least $400. Expect to pay $800 from whatever scalper you choose to try to buy it from. Because
I have the Mario one, so I'm good until that one drops in price.
Honestly, like, I really want to buy this one and have this be, like, my always docked at home Nintendo Switch, and then my other Switch is my travel Smash Bros. Switch.
Which would be cool.
Yeah, no, I would like that quite a bit, because, yeah, it's 4K. Like, I don't know what they're going to, you know, give me this 4K on the Switch, but...
Yeah, it's one of those things with the Switch, like, I don't... It would be cool if it could do 4K, but I don't know why it needs to do 4K, because, like, the most beautiful game that came out on the Switch, and it's Breath of the Wild. That's the most beautiful game that came out on that system. Like,
it's
on a...
It's pretty.
As an updated game, because there's other really beautiful games, like Link's Awakening and, like, Octopath Travelers, but those are stylized. I'm talking about, like, just traditional game graphics. That is the best the Switch has given us, in my opinion. And that was not 4K, and I don't think, like, it doesn't need to be 4K. I don't need everything to be 4K. Run it at 60 frames a second. Yes, give me 60 SPF. But, like, I don't need it to be that.
And that's something else they're supposed to be pushing towards, is 60 frames on everything. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see what we get out of that. Yeah. Again, this is very much, like, rumor mill stuff. So, yeah, like, take it with a grain of salt. Same thing with, like, Call of Duty. May or may not end up happening. Who knows?
But hey, we got a good hour out of Nerd Up for once. High five. We did.
Because usually I need Asa around to be able to get like that full hour going. Because you and I could talk about a lot of stuff, but...
But we went off on 50 different rails.
Yeah, if we start talking about one thing too often, the tangent gets kind of crazy.
Yeah,
We cannot stick on the same topic for very long.
No, and I think it's just because we're that good of friends.
Yeah.
My irresponsibility is so bad that it rubs off on one of our good hosts. Where it's just like, if we don't have our buffer here, if we don't have the guy sitting on that screen, it's bad. Because we'll just start talking about random stuff.
I mean, in fairness, like any one of the three of us, like that's part of my job. That's the hard part about Nerd Up, keeping you guys on task. Okay. That's going to do it for our show, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you were here on Facebook, thank you for chatting with us. Thank you for, you know, hanging out there. If you guys out there want to, you know, if you ever want to check us out on Facebook, it's facebook.com/positive1985. We do Nerd Ups 5:30 every other Monday. Every other show pretty much is at 8 p.m. And you know the schedule there for the week. But that's going to do it for now. Thank you so much. See you guys later.